Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, January 7th, through Thursday, January 13th, 2022. January 7th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I invite you to realize that my love and my mercy are one. Neither exists without the other. Just as my mercy is from age to age, so too is my love. No generation has or will exist without my love and my mercy. Each present moment is created for the sinner to realize this, to respond to my love and mercy by obedience to my commandments, which is my will. Answer my call to live in my love and to receive my mercy. How I long for all mankind to live in such a way. My love and mercy know no bounds and span the abyss between heaven and earth. If all would respond to my love and my mercy, heaven and earth would be reconciled. All scripture is my love and my mercy." January 8th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today I invite you to ask my help in surrendering completely to my will for you. This is the path of spiritual strength. This surrender means you accept with dignity whatever happens in the present moment as from my heart, for my reasons. While on earth, you may never discover my reasons for certain issues in your life. This is when you must pray to trust in me. There are always necessities for the offering of your sacrifices. Most often, you do not see them in this life and do not understand my reasons. Trust that I use every sacrifice towards the welfare of souls. When you reach heaven, the souls you helped save will celebrate with you. Some souls are not spiritually deep enough to even recognize that they need help. This is how the depth of your own spirituality is put to use for others. Trust that no sacrifice is wasted." A note is given to read Psalm 4, verse 5. "Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. January 9th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I am pleased to send my son to you 1 week after Easter Sunday on the Feast of Divine Mercy. My son will give you the public message. I will impart to you my triple blessing. Prepare with much prayer and sacrifices. Bring to me your petitions in your hearts. Daily, reserve a place for me in your hearts until such time as this next special prayer day. I will bless your efforts." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 14 through 18. "Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Even if I am to be poured as a libation upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. likewise you also should be glad and rejoice with me. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 10th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today, my messenger, as you prayed, many distractions were sent to you by Satan to destroy your peace. Lack of heat, general power failures, other minor interruptions. All of this bears witness to how much the evil one detests your prayers. When you are able to pray from the heart, there is no greater power on earth to be connected to. My divine intercession is greater than any force of nature or tactic of Satan. This fact was proven at the resurrection. When these difficulties occur, it is a test of your trust in this truth. Please know that I am always present to the soul who is in the state of grace. It is then, when help comes to you unexpectedly, that you can see my hand of power. Difficulties are the grace that offers the opportunity to trust." January 11th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "When you have many distractions, employ the help of your guardian angel to stand guard over the present moment. Do not allow the present to slip past you unprotected, for it will never return. It is Satan's job to grab present moment graces from you, thereby weakening you spiritually. Some do not understand the actions of evil in the world today. That, in itself, makes them very vulnerable to attack. You cannot combat the enemy that you do not see. As children of light, it is your job to expose evil for what it is. This is discernment. This should be an underlying base of your spirituality, but not the focus. Trust in my protection and provision, always and everywhere." A note is given to read Psalm 5:11 through 12. "But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy, and do good in them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You will cover him with favor as with a shield." Another note is given to read Exodus chapter 23, 20 through 21. "Behold, I send an angel before you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. Give heed to him and hearken to his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression. For my name is in him." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. January 13th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, in order to recognize Satan's activity in your life, you must be close to my commandments. Everything Satan is about is in opposition to my commandments. His suggestions and activities in your life are generally masked in something that appeals to you. Underneath his seemingly innocent suggestions lies his real purpose, his evil plans. If you do not exercise discernment, you will not see his evil plots in your life. Satan's most effective weapon is to convince people that he does not exist, or that if he does exist, he certainly isn't influencing them. Let me assure you that the evil one is concerned with destroying each soul's salvation. do not be so naive that you do not comprehend this. Satan works in hidden ways to withhold salvation from everyone. His own salvation is lost. He consequently wants no soul to be saved. If you comprehend this, you have accepted a strong weapon against Satan. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.